Welcome to the Speak Life broadcast, brought to you by the congregation at New Life Community United Holy Church, located in Pie Corner, St. Lucie, in Barbados, where the senior pastor is Elder Rico Griffith. We invite you to join us for the next few moments as we share with you from the Word of God.
I have come to fear back to you. Thank you, Lord. I have come to give back to you. I have come to say thank you, Lord.
Take all the burden.
Take all the burden.
Take all the burden.
Today's speaker is Pastor Rico Griffith.
The Bible tells us that Simon answered and said, Master, we worked all night and we caught nothing. You see, what Jesus is asking them to do goes against what they would normally do. I can imagine Simon and his partners were ready to call it a day. I could imagine that he was ready to sleep after toiling all night. I could imagine that he was feeling a little deflated, because if his family was home expecting him to bring home fish, all he was coming back with is two long empty hands. My Lord have mercy. And they had fish all night and caught nothing. They are tired, I believe. They were frustrated. They were discouraged. They were feeling defeated. And the last thing on their mind was to do what Jesus is asking them to do. Yet when Jesus tells Simon to do that, he surrenders to the will of the Lord and goes to fish. Do you see that? After hearing his reservation, Simon said, nevertheless, nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down my nets. They had given up for the day and were already in the process of cleaning and repairing their nets. To listen would mean to undo all of their preparation that was made for the next day's attempt, I believe. As Jesus speaks, we saw that there was reservation. These fishermen have probably followed the same routine all their lives. Amen. And I want to speak to some folk this morning who know you have potential. You have a dream. You have a goal. But you are feeling tired, frustrated, discouraged, and defeated. I want to speak to you this morning who are feeling tired, frustrated, discouraged, and defeated. It doesn't have to be a world-changing goal. It doesn't have to be save the planet dream. It could be as simple as a business idea. It could be getting out of debt. It could be seeing your family members saved and in church. It could be a career change. Your goal or your dream may be a ministry that you feel the Lord has called you into. It could be a number of things that I may not mention this morning. But as long as you can relate to what I am saying, I am talking to you. For Simon, his goal was to be the provider for his family. They had worked all night. They had toiled. He had labored. He had done everything he knew how to. The same way he had done it before. But this time he came up with nothing. And here comes Jesus walking and said, launch out into the deep. Simon replied and he said, we work all night, we have nothing, but at your word, I will let down my nets. Praise the name of the Lord. Verse 6 tells me, and when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fish, and their net broke. The Lord sent me here this morning to tell all under the hearing of my voice today, launch out into the deep. It is time to go deeper. New Life Community, it is time to go deeper. Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. Praise the name of the Lord. The New Living Translation simplifies it this way. Now go out where it is deeper and let down your nets to catch some fish. I want to tell you this morning, this story is not about fishing, but this story is about life. See, you might be able to relate to the fact that you have toiled all night. And while in this story it was just a night, we may know it means to labor, to work hard for something, and not see the results for years. But the point of this story, beloved, this morning, is that time is the biggest test of your faith. The Bible tells me that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It is being sure of what you hope for, even though you do not see the results. Time is the greatest test. These men, I believe, had already quit. They had docked their ships. They were cleaning their nets. They had done everything but go home. And I wonder how many of us this morning have given up on our goals. How many of us have given up on our dreams? How many of us have given up on our tasks that we have to do? How many of us have given up on our calling? I wonder how many of us have given up. One time you had high hopes and great expectations, but then we go some time and see no progress and we just quit. Just because we haven't achieved all that we thought we would achieve, it doesn't mean that it is time to quit. Somebody needs to hear me on this morning. Sometimes it just means it's time to try something different. My Lord have mercy. Sometimes you have to take it further. Sometimes you have to get away from shallow waters. You have to get away from shallow thoughts. You have to get away from shallow ideas. My God have mercy. You have to get away from shallow people who are holding you back from being all that God has called you to be. And this morning, launch out into the deep. My God have mercy. I feel the Holy Ghost up here. I wish I had some folk in here this morning who would talk back to me and say, come on, pastor, you preaching to me. My God, my God. I said these men were washing their nets. They were giving up. But here comes Jesus after speaking his word to them. He says, Simon, I want you to launch out into the deep. How much you expect to catch on the shore? How much you expect to catch up here? You gotta go deeper, my Lord. You gotta go deeper. Praise the name of the Lord. Daniel prayed and it took 21 days for his answer to come. The angel showed up and said, from the first day you prayed. Talk to me, somebody. From the first day you prayed, I heard you. And I have been on my way. But the prince of Persia subtracted me. I am with your word. Beloved, this morning, Daniel prayed for 21 days. You may have been praying for 21 years. You may have been praying for 21 months. But the angel said to him, from day one, I heard you. From day one, I heard you. And I was on my way. But the devil, he was on my track. He was trying to hold me back. But here I am with your word. Somebody needs to know that God heard you the first time. I said you need to know that God heard you the first time. God heard you the first time. The answer is on its way, but the prince of Persia is sidetracking. My God, but he is on his way. Glory be to God. Habakkuk said, write the vision and make it plain that you may run that religion tarries. Wait for it, my God, nothing worth having will come easy. Nothing worth having will come easy. You may toil all night and it may feel like you're coming up empty handed, but there is coming a day when God said launch out into the deep. You better get your nets and launch out. You better launch out. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, glory be to God. Beloved, God does not want you in shallow waters, because there is no challenge in shallow waters. It is hurtful to say, but in this day that we are living in, oh my God, a lot of professing Christians are shallow. But as we lift Jesus higher in our lives, God wants you and I to launch out into the deep. Because there is little commitment required in shallow waters. I said there is little commitment required in shallow waters. Oh my God, have mercy. I remember growing up in this community and going to Little Bay. And you know up there got shallow waters. There are some parts of up there that you could stand up and look around. Eh? You could back the waves and all. But you would always hear, or I would hear, parents, grandparents, whoever said, don't go out in the deep. Because out in the deep, you need to be aware. Huh? You want to drown? In the shallow, you could be waving. Praise the Lord. As we lift Jesus higher, God wants you and I to launch out into the deep, because there is little commitment required in shallow waters. And I am amazed today that a lot of Christians have a commitment, but the strength of their commitment is that they are committed to being uncommitted. You see a lot of Christians as watchers. In shallow waters, you can be a watcher. Huh? When you go in the deep, you just tell those on the shore, watch out for me. Anybody ever been to the beach with anybody? And if you're on the shore or sandbathing, what you'll be doing? And you got loved ones in the sea, what you'll be doing? Watching. You'll be watching. Watching, because there ain't much more to do. In shallow waters, you can be an observer. In shallow waters, you can be a non-participator. In shallow waters, you can critique the pastor, you can critique the choir, you can critique everything. But when you are in the deep, you don't have time to critique. Because you have to get busy about God's business rather than observing how well somebody else is serving God. You see, in the shallow water, you can step in and step out. In shallow water, you can jump in and jump out. In shallow water, you can find gossip and spread propaganda. Because in shallow water, there isn't much need for concentration. Shallow water is reflected when you hear something and don't know whether it's true or not, but you act on it. Shallow water represents lack of depth, lack of experience, lack of exposure. And so, beloved, for too long, some of us have been in church and serving God to remain too shallow. You ask for a Bible verse and the quickest thing somebody jump up and say, Jesus wept. You're sure right. He weeping all night, if that's all you can remember. Shallow.
Thank you for allowing us into your space today. It is our prayer that your life has been touched and impacted in a positive way as you took the time to be engaged with us. To learn more about our ministry, you may visit our YouTube channel or our social media pages on Instagram or Facebook. Simply search, We Are New Life CC, all one word. If you do not have a church family to call your own, you can feel free to worship with us any Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. We are located in Pike Corner, St. Lucie, at the corner of Little Bay and Cove Bay. New Life Community United Holy Church is the place for you, fostering community one family at a time. We look forward to welcoming you.